Yeah, Roger that. I was in the hobby, you know, back in the late 60s, and fell away from it, you know, life and career and kids and all that, and I got back into it, and it was quite an eye-opening experience. I was expecting to, you know, warm my hands over the glow of warming tubes, you know, and adjusting a plate and grid. But that's all gone bye-bye, which is okay. They got there's so much functionality in this DM32 and at Anytone, all the Anytones. I mean, you know, the 778 and what have you. So much functionality in that little bitty box. You know, so I wish the Anytone was still a U.S. company, but it's our software built in China, I guess. It's KF8FGS. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, I do my best. There's not a whole lot of American radios, if any, at this point. But I do my best to not buy Chinese radios. But every now and again, you just got to cave and do it. They're kind of joke radios. The DM32 is a sweet radio. I'm excited to get that. That's actually coming today. But I forgot what model it is. It's a gigantic 10-watt handheld Bofang. It was like $50. I bought it as a joke one time. And then I've got a UVK5 that I took to Vegas because I didn't want to take any of my good radios. And that thing turned out to be an incredible little $25 radio. But, sorry, I got kids yelling in the background. But, yeah, there's some cool kit. I'm talking on an ICOM 705 right now that is my kind of go-to for everything if it's not an HD. And I enjoy all the bells and whistles that these things have to offer.